And the anointing not like your muscles. The anointing want to get out of there. It want to move. Want to flow. Want to do something because it sees what need to be done in your life. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I said hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. And when we realize that we have been brought together in this earth, on this earth, for such a time as this. To become a family in the earth with the anointing of Jesus, the anointing of the Holy Ghost on our lives. To make a difference in the lives of those who don't know. Satan will keep you arguing. He won't keep you fussing. He won't keep you in the dark. He don't want you to know that you actually own this world. And that you're supposed to rise up and take charge. Yeah. Don't you know Satan is handling finances and own property and in charge of things that's yours? God never created this earth for the devil. Are y'all in the house? Are y'all just, and with your body sitting here, are you listening to what I'm saying?
Amen.
Hallelujah. I'm going to do this as quick as I can. I said go to Ephesians chapter 4, didn't I? At least I started to say it if I didn't say it. Ephesians chapter 4. Verse 11 down through 16. You remember the other Sunday I told you Miss Marie was trying to mess around in my message? Y'all remember that?
Yeah.
Well, here I come. No, I'm just having fun. And he gave some apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, some pastors and teachers for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. Notice what the scripture says. Because we are anointed to do this. You're anointed. There's an anointing on you. What are you driving at? God wants this church, this local church, every member in the body of Christ. But he wants this church to come under the one banner that you should be under, and that's the bloodstained banner. Where we will function with the unction of the anointing in a corporate setting. Where we help each other walk in health, where we help each other live wholesome, godly lives, where we help each other financially, where we help each other in every way. That's what this is about. Knowing what's yours, knowing how to work together. What if my little finger didn't know how to cooperate with my ring finger? So he set in the body, not that I'm any better than you, but it's an office that the Holy Ghost will minister through an individual because you're a person, I'm a person. I got a spirit, you got a spirit. And he set these ministry gifts, the apostle, the prophet, the evangelist, the pastor, the teacher, so it will perfect the body. That the body don't walk around like they're a zombie. The body don't walk around in confusion. The body don't walk around fighting themselves. But the body walk around doing the work of the ministry, preaching the gospel, setting the captive free, putting the devil on the run, changing life, changing home.
Hallelujah.
And so he said, for the perfecting of the saints. Because what I teach, I have to live.
Yeah.
Poor man, poor fella. And And I say you have poor insight to sit on and come here and sit on my teaching. And I'll teach you one thing, go out and live like hell. You should have been gone yesterday. Because what I teach, I'm obligated to live it. And just make it real plain and bring it up where it ought to be. I ought to be living it before I teach it.
Come on, Dad.
Because if I'm not fit to live it, I'm not fit to teach it.
Amen.
Come on. Can we get real with this?
Amen.
So he said, notice now. Till, he said, edifying of the body of Christ. Till we, how many? Till we all come. Where? In the what? Unity of the faith. And what else? And unto the knowledge. What unity? What does unity do? It brings together under one function, one purpose, one direction. Working together to accomplish one goal or accomplish a goal that we set out before us. But if you're trying to go this way, you ever see anybody run most relay races I saw, they have four. When they pass on the baton, what if the guy, after the first guy run the first leg, and then this guy run and get that baton from him and turn and run back the other way. You say, what happened to that fella? You say, he crazy. What he doing on the team? But you know what I said that about some of the members? What they do? Instead of running with us, they get something, they run the other way. That's why we're here. That's why these gifts are set here so we can all go the same direction. Reaching the goal that is set before us by the head of the church. Oh, let me hurry. Till we all come to the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God unto a what? Perfect man, which means what? Mature. Unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. Unto what stature? Unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. We are to be everything Christ is in this one body. Different members. Can you agree? Different members. You ever notice your hand do not do what your feet do? Your eyes don't do what your ears do. Come on. But it makes the body function like it got good sense. By every one of them doing what they're supposed to do. Are you hearing me? And this body has energy to move about and accomplish things in unity. And we call it sense. Right? Well, the body of Christ has energy in it. And we have what it takes to move about and accomplish what God wants us to accomplish. And it's called faith.